call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 3rd, 2022, 9:01 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 469133 through 469165, warrants 7993 through 7994, four journal entries or payroll or transfers. Five journal entries or transfers corrected.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public hearing for proposed rezoning requests. 333 Corporate Place Order Number 1003-2022-01.
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 3rd, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps in evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case of Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for the case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment. The County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So we are on, turning to the screen on Bee Creek. Got the parcel highlighted here. It's the corner of Bee Creek and Church. Zooming in on it. Directly across from it is the high school main offices. Here's our zoning layer. It's currently R2. So on September the 12th, 2022, the County Commission approved a reconsideration request by Carl Finkenbinder for a public hearing to consider a rezone request for parcel 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.000 to amend the zoning district map grid number G17 from R2, which is 1 and 2 family residential, to O for office. The parcel is located at 333 Corporate Place, owned by William Wilson. And I think our representative is here.
Good morning. I don't need to repeat too much. I think you guys know why I'm here. The last time I had come here, my request for C2 is denied, and but it was indicated that the commission might entertain a less intrusive use, or that would limit the purpose or intent for the property is to build office warehouse. And I think the discussion in that meeting was that O would permit that, but confine our potential use to that and not allow what could be a more uses for the property. So nothing's really changed since the last time I was here, at least with our intent to what we'd like to do with the property. Again, the proposed use would be office warehouse. Entrance would be you'd come in off of Church Road and then enter into the property from the south, moving north. As the commission can see, the proposed change to O would be consistent with a majority of the property that is around the subject parcel, with the exception of the parcel directly to the north. And I think Scott can correct me if I'm wrong, but everything there in green would be O.
Correct. Yep, that's O. That's office.
So that's, Really all I have. Unless the commission has a question.
I don't.
No question.
Thank you. Does anyone here want to come forward in opposition to this petition? Come now. I see none.
Did you have any other questions, sir? On
no.
And you're fine with the office?
Yeah.
Move to approve order. I'm sorry, is there any other questions? Move to approve order number 10-03-2022-01, changing the parcel from, was it R? I'm trying to find it.
R2.
R2 to O.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, September 26, 2022, and executive session minutes for September 26, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 26, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 26, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Inspection agreement number 22-108, Roden Bridge. I've received a letter dated September 30th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is between API Group, Life Safety, USA, LLC. A doing business as Branson Security and Fire Company in Taney County.
That would be for our fire extinguishers. We had went out and got quotes for it and got quite a bit better deal.
Testing and inspection?
Yes, yep. Our yearly.
Yep.
Is this the company that we use, like in maintenance?
Yeah,
basically. No, I had a quote from them, and they were much higher.
Okay.
Providing the same services?
Huh?
Are they providing the same services?
Yes.
So the other one doesn't do hydro testing?
We don't need to do that.
So that's not applicable?
No.
Move to approve the inspection agreement by and between API Group, Life Safety USA, LLC, doing business as Branson Security and Fire, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for mulcher number 22-107, Roden Bridge. I have received a letter dated September 30th, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is John Fabick, Tractor Company in Taney County.
You guys have any questions?
No.
I don't, no.
Is this purchased through a...
Sourcewell.
Sourcewell?
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement for mulcher buying between John Favick Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and letter of support.
I believe you have a copy of a sample letter. This is one you've signed in years past. District End's actually putting in a grant for some recycling events, recycling education, and this year also a new laptop and software. So the DNR likes to see written evidence of support. It just helps. So there's a sample letter that was provided.
Are you fine with the letter that's provided?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's already got our signature lines on it. Move to approve the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District End letter of support.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of the wellness program. Cameron Black with Olive Acres and Arnie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here. I assume you have the copy in front of you of the wellness program, hopefully.
I don't.
It was emailed to us, but we don't have a copy of it. It
was emailed
to you. Okay. It's not in our furnish it with another one.
I got it already.
All right.
I'll take this one. So I've been working for the best part of this year with particularly Nikki and Dawn, as well as the rest of the Wellness Committee, with the aim of structuring a wellness program for Taney County. The goal would really be twofold, to help contain healthcare costs over time, and as you guys know, it continues to rise year over year. Wellness is a small piece, but a piece that can make a difference in that. And secondly, to help kind of improve and elevate culture within any group. And so what we wanted to do was make this a very simple, we like to say, crawl before we walk before we run type program. And we're going to ask your employees, if this is passed, to do three things. Complete a visit with their doctor each year. Super important for their own personal health. We don't need to know the results. We don't want to know the results. But we want them to go to the doctor, have that relationship, so when they do get sick, they have that point of contact again. Great for them and their families. It helps drive down cost. We want them to attend two wellness presentations or watch on video. We want to make this as easy on the employees as possible. And then thirdly, we're going to send out some short educational material and have them take a quiz on that two times per year. So as you can see, this is not rocket science. Very, very simple program that we will improve over time and add a little bit of teeth to. But year one, we want to do wellness with and for people, not to them. And so we want to make sure that we are structured in a manner that people feel good about. The part of this that's important, because this is really what drives the improvement year over year, is the incentive. We want to make sure that we're incentivizing people to be part of this wellness program, and we do that through the insurance program. Obviously, we don't know what the numbers are for your insurance this year. I'll leave that to my colleagues to discuss. But we want to make sure that we're incentivizing people to be part of the wellness program by tying it directly to the insurance program, meaning that if you're part of this, if you choose to be part of it, and we're not forcing anybody, you'll get the best rate of insurance the following year. And if you choose not to be part of the program, you will not get that best rate of insurance the following year. We can manipulate that part however we see fit, but that's the basic structure of a program that we're looking to put forward. I'd be happy to take any questions on that at all.
So this is just kind of a preliminary, something that you guys put out, and if we choose to do that, we'd make that decision. At the time, I guess this is for Dawn. We'd make that decision at the time of renewal, at the time of when.
We probably want to do it fairly soon so the employees are
aware of it
next year or the next year.
This isn't.